T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:22:45, daytime high today, 68. What a day around the Twin Cities. Blois Olson joins us now in the morning take. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're getting down to the official crunch time, I guess. Did anything happen at the state capitol last night?
No, not really. There's a lot of posturing going on between the two sides. Paul Gazelka actually left without addressing the press. DFLers sent out a statement later. Paul Gazelka brought a PowerPoint about Minnesota's tax position, the amount of taxes coming in. House DFLers responded with some charts about income gaps and some declining income. But I think the real change to the dynamics that people should be aware of is that on Friday, the forecast based on April projections, or April collections of taxes. So obviously a lot of people paid their taxes in April, and it was $489 million ahead of the projection. So in other words, in the state's favor. And I think that changes the dynamic of the way in which the legislature is negotiating. Governor Walz last night said that he took $400 million out of the new revenue on his side of the table, but it still didn't make any progress, and they expect to meet again this morning.
Seems kind of bizarre, Blois, because all of the parties involved, the leadership, they all seem to get along quite well.
Yeah, you know, when I talked to them all last week, they just said that the tone and the dynamics are very different, but that they're probably more telling about kind of their own philosophies and why they feel the way they do, whereas Governor Dayton was much more of a, here's what I want, here's what I'll give you, let's get this done. But there's a lot of philosophical talk going on around the table about what's best for the future of the state. So they're expected to meet again this morning, and we'll see if they make any progress today. Majority Leader Gazelka, who kind of gets to set the timeline here because he's the one who has to respond to the governor, keeps throwing out like Tuesday or Wednesday. If they get targets and an agreement by Tuesday or Wednesday, then they can avoid the special session.
Do you agree?
I do. I mean, they've scrambled before. We're still ahead of, I think, the pace of where we've been before. I just don't know where the issues are or if the Senate Republicans are going to give much back to the governor, because they seem to be in a position of strength with that $489 million and more money. And of course, the governor needs them to agree to whatever it is he's going to propose.
So what happens as far as a daily schedule at the state capitol now, Blois? I know they have many things on the conference or on their schedule.
Sure.
As I looked at them, all these committee meetings on different conversations. Does that change at all?
No, the conference committees continue to meet, and they iron out some other differences between, say, if one body has one program in it and the other body doesn't, they agree on whether or not they're going to keep that in the budget. They can agree on some policy changes and some policy issues that relate to, you know, financial matters. And then they'll just wait for that global number that they have to get to, and that's when they start to scramble and kind of sharpen their pencils.
Okay, other things happening today, and we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, today. Oh, by the way, and you deal a lot with ag groups. Any reaction from them on what's happening with the tariff talks or lack thereof?
Yeah, they're still very frustrated. And then I heard your interview last week with Kevin Papp from Farm Bureau that, you know, plantings are 17 days behind. Ag is really having a tough time right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if some one-time tax relief or sometime one-time relief came out for farmers in this final budget deal, because they are really crunched right now.
Let me ask you about something that we haven't heard his name a whole lot here in the session, and because of obviously what's going on. But let's talk about our Attorney General Keith Ellison. He has a press conference coming up today.
He does. He joined a bunch of other states in a lawsuit on prescription drug prices, specifically generic prescription drugs. And then now we've got this insulin issue that continues to kind of be a national issue. And so I think Attorney General is going to weigh into that, and that's going to be a major issue at the Capitol today. And it'll be the question is how much pressure they can apply here at the end to change it, or if it's something that'll hold over till next session.
Gun policies, anything going on there, Blois?
No. Well, it's kind of at this stalemate. I think, you know, Democrats are trying to apply pressure to the Senate, but I think the closer we get to the end, the less likely any of that's going to make it through the Senate.
Okay. And then we had, by the way, it was our birthday over the weekend for the state of Minnesota. Is there any kind of celebration?
It was.
Is there any celebration today over at the Capitol for that?
I don't think there's going to be any major celebration. I don't think there's cake or anything like that. I think we'd all be celebrating if they just made progress on this budget.
Yeah, I think you're right. Conversion therapy, big story over the weekend.
Huge story over the weekend. A fascinating story that Paul Gazelka, the Senate Majority Leader, actually has a daughter who they had sent to some therapy, and some of it was with Michelle Bachmann's husband. And so that's going to kind of be the buzz of the Capitol today. And it looks like the Senate, which is the holdup there, is working on a compromise there. The Senate Majority Leader Gazelka has delegated that to Senator Scott Jensen to find a way that some sort of ban or restrictions on conversion therapy in Minnesota would happen.
Blois, if I want to get your email, how do I do that?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
He is Blois Olson on what's going to be a beautiful day here in the Twin Cities. Blois is back tomorrow morning, but again, you can read a lot more. There's a lot to talk about today in his newsletter, as you can imagine. And we have a lot to talk about during the course of the day with the news, including a conversation with the Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. 45 and fair right now, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.